huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Please don't ban me, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry, Sergey, please don't. I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Major moral dilemma. Paradox of freedom of speech. What do you think? So YouTube have just banned Sky News Australia for 1 week uploading any content, which is essentially restricting their media access because of COVID information or misinformation. And this brings up many moral and media dilemmas, which I think I should use my platform to talk about. Now, I'm not a political guy, but look, let's be honest. We should all have freedom of speech. What's going to happen to the world when it is dictated to you what you can and can't say? Let me know what you think, by the way. The problem, though, exists that I just want to say, in case I end up going up off on a rant, I'm really grateful to have YouTube. I'm really grateful to have Facebook and all these social media platforms. You know, they allow us to connect with each other, to share our views, to reach and create impact. And they don't charge us up front. So it would be a bit one-sided of me to bitch and moan about them. The irony would be if I was doing it on a Facebook Live. So I think social media is fantastic. And all the people we know and all your community and followers and fans and customers and clients and friends and family that you can stay in touch with. But, yeah, my video cut short. Has Rob been censored? No, my internet was dodgy. Turn the Wi-Fi off. However, YouTube have just banned Sky News. This is massive. Sky News are massive. Now, this is Sky News Australia, been banned by YouTube for apparent misinformation of COVID. Well, but who is the omni? Who's the omni knowledge of COVID? Because basically YouTube is saying, well, we are the omni knowledge of COVID because you're misrepresenting information. Therefore, we ban you. So you could argue, therefore, that there is no freedom of speech for Sky News through YouTube. So now YouTube become the demigod of information or misinformation or censorship of information. Now, Twitter banned and deplatformed Trump. Facebook banned and deplatformed Trump. And a lot of people are like, yeah, great. Fuck you, Donald Trump. Finally got your comeuppance. I didn't see it the same way. Donald Trump has a voice and opinion, just like you or I have a voice or opinion. Some of us are left, some of us are right. You know, some of us are political, some of us are not. We can all make mistakes. We can all say stuff that's maybe not well researched. What gives Twitter or Facebook the right to deplatform Donald Trump? But then what? But some people would say, what gives Donald Trump the right to use the platform to, I don't know, incite maybe even violence or whatever? So this is a really big moral dilemma for me. I'd love to know your thoughts. By the way, hit the share button as well, because I think this needs to be discussed on a wider level. I think this censorship and freedom of speech discussion and debate has only just started, and I think we need to get it going more. Because if Facebook or Twitter or YouTube deplatform me because of something that I said, I would feel really upset about that. And the paradox is I could use these channels for good and I could use these channels for bad. And these channels could use you for good and use you for bad. And when they decide you don't fit their narrative, then they will deplatform you. Bang, gone. Brian has just said there is no free speech anymore. It's an illusion. If we get to the point where there is no free speech anymore, we have a massive, massive problem. Like, if you know, next it'll be freedom of thought. Oh, you just thought this. Sorry. We're deplatforming you from all social media because you had a thought. So Sean Paul thinks freedom of speech is gone. Let me know where you think freedom of speech is gone. But, you know, if you had a social media platform, maybe you would not want certain things, hate, violence, misinformation, propaganda. Maybe you wouldn't want your social media platform used for that. But who's judge and jury? Who's right and wrong? Who's God and not God? We mustn't let these social media channels become God. And I know the paradox because I'm using one to talk about this, but I think we should definitely stand up for our right to have free speech. Surely we're all smart enough to understand, to do our own diligence and research. You know, I've seen, for example, on Facebook, if you talk about COVID, it'll add a little bar at the bottom about COVID information. And it's almost like a little disclaimer. I think that's quite a good thing, actually. If the algorithms sense that your information could be misrepresented, a little warning, a little disclaimer, I think that that's fine. But, you know, like when Trump was banned from Twitter and Facebook, that for me felt like a power play. They were fine him doing it while it helped them and served them. Let's be honest, Trump would have got Twitter and Facebook millions of new followers. And then when they just, yeah, you know what? We don't like, because you can package it how you want. We don't like what he says and how he's using our platform. Therefore, we ban him. But at the same time, it's their platform. They can do what they want. So I'll tell you what, if you want true free speech, you need your own platform. If you want true free speech, you need your email database. You need mobile phone numbers. You need to own the data. Because you know us all here who are, we are all connected. But I can't connect to you here without Facebook. So Facebook own your data. Facebook own between you and I. Whereas if you were in my email database or we had each other's phone number, for example, email address, then no one owns our data and no one owns our communication between us. Ian has said, my ball, my rules, or you can't play. But there's a certain degree of that's okay to me. Like if the game is football, you can't pick up the ball because that's rugby. And that's fine. So social media, you could argue Facebook's game, Facebook's rules. And I actually get that. I do get that. So let me know what you think in the comments. Moral dilemma. What is the answer? Have we got true freedom of speech? Should we protect freedom of speech at all times? Should there be governing bodies that protect our freedom of speech, even on big social media channels? Because let's be honest, YouTube and Facebook have got a monopoly. YouTube own Google. Or is it Google own? No, Google own YouTube. Facebook own WhatsApp and Instagram and Facebook. So basically, Google and Facebook have got a massive monopoly on media and information and communication and data. And look, I use all those channels and I like them. So please don't ban me, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry, Sergey. Please don't. I'm sorry. But that's for frickin' giving up too much control. Oh, hit the share button. Let's have a discussion about this. I'll be in there on the comments. I just wanted to let you know the breaking news. It's a big news, actually, that Sky News in Australia have been banned from YouTube for a week and Donald Trump got deplatformed. My warning to you is if you want true freedom of speech, you need your own platform. You need to connect to your own followers and fans. Otherwise, you are one strike away from not being able to reach people. And as a business owner or as an influencer or a content creator or just someone who wants to connect with people, that's potentially worrying. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying with me for a part two. Wi-Fi was dodgy. Hit the share button and let's have a discussion. I'll see you in the comments. Just a quick one because I have something very exciting to share with you here. So if you're an entrepreneur in the UK and you want to hear some powerful lessons from founders of companies like Deliveroo, Jo Malone and Monzo, then I really recommend that you check out my good friends at the Secret Leaders podcast. So each week they have a raw conversation with founders and business leaders who've changed an industry, for example, fertility, esports, crypto, etc., so that you can build a better business learning from these industries. So if you want to learn how to bootstrap, create a magnetic brand, get your first customer, even maybe fire one of your family members, and that has happened before on the Secret Leaders show, search in the podcast app for Secret Leaders. I'm a big fan in supporting other great podcasts like The Disruptive Entrepreneur. I listen to The Secret Leaders. I love it. Go check them out.